Sister Preeti Chalil was born on July 26, 1950, in Baranaganam in Kerala, India, and later moved to Champeri in Kannur. Her parents named her Alekutti Kuruvilla, but at school, she was called Chalil Kuruvilla. After obtaining her secondary school leaving certificate, Alekutti entered the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth at Mokama on May 10, 1970. Alekutti became a novice in the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth congregation on June 2, 1974, and took the name Preeti. Hers was one of the first groups of novices who spent around 9 months at Karawateri Ashram in Soko to help start the experimental Indian type of novitiate. While a novice, Sister Preeti never wanted to miss out on any of the fun. Though she had a water phobia, she still went with her companions to the nearby river to wash clothes and to soak themselves in the water. She made her first vows on June 27, 1976, along with her companions. As a newly professed sister, Sister Preeti served as the secretary to the provincial at Nazareth Convent in Mokama. In 1978, she furthered her studies at St. Xavier's College while residing at Nazareth Convent. In 1981, she was appointed as a teacher at Pushpa Vidyalaya in Bihar Sharif. She was known among her colleagues and students as a loving, caring, and cheerful person who was ever ready to reach out to others. Sister Preeti also had the privilege to make her perpetual vows on April 24, 1983 in Bihar Sharif. Sister Preeti was then appointed head teacher of Pushpa Vidyalaya in Soko in 1984. Since the school had been closed for a while and later reopened, the school had only around 20 students. She was the only sister teacher in the school. Father Joseph Mulur, the parish priest, started many developmental works. He and the sisters visited the villages to encourage them to send their children to the school, and within a short time, the enrollment was above 100. Sister Preeti was very positive in her outlook in life and people. She never complained about her physical hardships, even if she had to travel for 8 hours while in Kolkata to teach for an hour. Sister Preeti excelled in whatever she did in her own quiet way. Her simplicity was outstanding. She dressed simple. She never made a show of what she did or what she was going through. She was a good cook and made special dishes to make her fellow sisters happy. She was joyful and radiated that joy in whatever she did. Sister Preeti began teaching at a school in East Nepal on January 4, 1992. As the growing school needed more classrooms, the women's training center was moved to a small house 2 kilometers away. Sister Preeti was also transferred to the new location to continue with the social work. But a couple months later, Sister Preeti resigned from the school and was involved in the social ministry, helping poor women and young girls by providing skills training. Sister Preeti suffered from some stomach ailments which led to her feeling sick and in need of some medical treatment. She and a fellow sister had decided to travel to Kathmandu for the silver jubilee of a fellow sister and so that Sister Preeti could also be seen by a doctor. But she changed her mind and decided to stay back in the house in Dharan to attend the charismatic retreat in Kathmandu and then take a few days of rest there. Though it was suggested that someone remain with Sister Preeti in the house since she was sick, Sister Preeti felt comfortable enough staying alone. On the night of February 13, 1992, Sister Preeti surprised a thief in a convent. The thief then had gotten hold of Sister Preeti and had strangled her to death. She had struggled and fought with every strength left in her body, but it was never enough. Sister Preeti's funeral mass was held on the 16th of February 1992, with Most Reverend Bishop Benedict Oster as the main celebrant and 30 priests concelebrating the mass. Bishop Oster, in his homily, congratulated Sister Preeti on having achieved the crown of martyrdom. In his homily, he said, "This death was an ideal and an example for the rest of us to look up to." Bishop Oster also related a dream Sister Preeti once had regarding the practice of her vows. In this dream, Sister Preeti had found it easy to practice poverty and chastity, but she struggled with the vow of obedience. But we can surely say that Sister Preeti practiced her vow of obedience to its full in death and in saying yes to mission wherever she was sent. Sister Preeti was truly dedicated to her mission. She loved her God, the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth community, and the people whom she served. Her life and death were likened to the parable of the grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies only to rise and give life to many. Sister Preeti Chalil, pray for us.